Go ahead, lounge around in bed with a good magazine. We'll even read it to you. This is Sportsnet Magazine Live. Live. On Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Hey, Jose Bautista thinks he's worth a lot of money. Big deal. Yeah, I mean, he thought that whether he let us know that or not, like, that doesn't change just because he said it out loud. He still believed he was underpaid. He was severely underpaid, which is another thing. And he, people make a big deal about him saying, I took my hometown discount. He also did, like, if you read the entire context there, understanding that was a big risk that Alex Anthopoulos took at the time, signing him to that deal after 1 year of tremendous production, expecting it to continue for as long as it did, was a big leap of faith. And you talk to Alex Anthopoulos post signing that deal, there were a lot of, you know, nervous nights about whether he had invested poorly in a guy who was just a flash in the pan. So he goes out and produces like he did for the last half decade. He's earned his money just because he said it out loud. I guess the undercurrent and the people who are saying it's a bad move and talking about the optics are believing that it's like going to affect the clubhouse in some negative way. I don't believe that.
I don't care if it affects the clubhouse or not. I care about how it affects the fans who are excited for their team to come back.
As soon as they say play ball on April 3rd in Tampa, and Jose Bautista hits three dingers and the Blue Jays win 10-2. Wow,
sounds great.
Great job against Chris Archer, by the way.
It's not
going
to affect the clubhouse in any way. Baseball is, although it's nice to have a, you know, great camaraderie in the clubhouse and have a bunch of guys who get along and just want to hang out and all that, like, it's a game of individual versus individual. As long as Jose Bautista goes out and hits 40 home runs and you know, is on base 40% of the time and you know, can play some decent outfield and maybe throw a couple guys out who are coming around third base, like, that's all you need from this guy. It doesn't matter if nobody likes him.
Right.
I'm not saying nobody does. I'm saying that it just doesn't matter.
Well, so that's why, like, I only see positives in the Jose Bautista comments because, again, we get something to talk about. Maybe there's a sect of fans that say, oh, what a jerk, he's making it about himself.
Well, I think there's larger than a sect. I think that's the whole point that Jordan was making, is that it's just a crappy way to start the season, right? Like, why did you have to do that?
Hey,
he harshed our buzz.
Totally. Why did you have to do that, right? Like, there's no need.
But then you're being delusional, though. Like, if you were so...
But isn't that what spring training is about? Isn't that what the first day of baseball returning can win the World Series
right now.
Well, they can.
It's supposed to be fun spring training.
His comments don't change that at all. Like, so you wanted him to, like, feed into your delusion?
I kind of
found it refreshing that he's being honest.
He's being honest. I went into management and told them this is what I want, and I'm not talking anything else.
And why shouldn't he?
Sure, he can, but he's delusional if he thinks he's going to get 175 or 150 into his 41, 42-year-old seasons.
Robinson Cano is getting paid until he's 42.
Yeah, but he signed like a 10-year deal, right? Like, that's getting them 5 years
Jose
younger.
Jose Bautista has been way more productive than Robinson Cano recently. Even Robinson Cano was, even when he was a Yankee, was outstanding. But Jose Bautista has been, you know, arguably the best slugger in baseball.
How old is Robinson Cano?
Yes, he's much younger. I understand it, but he's not asking for a 10-year deal. He's asking for 5 or 6. And you look at the dollars floating around baseball, right? Like, even the Arizona Diamondbacks are in on guys like Zach Greinke, signing him to a deal worth an average of $34 million.
He's the best pitcher in the world.
Yeah, Jose Bautista is the best slugger in the world, arguably.
Maybe arguably, but he won't be in 2 or 3 years.
He's not even the best slugger on his own team.
There you go. Yeah,
no, he absolutely is the best slugger on his own team.
Sorry, who's the MVP?
What does that have to do with, like, you asked who is the MVP or who is the best slugger on this team. Like, what's the... He's not the MVP. I get it. He could have been.
Josh Donaldson is both.
He's not the best slugger. He's a better all-around player, maybe. But even still, I don't know if I'd argue that. He had an outstanding season, and he was an MVP last year, and deservedly so. But I wouldn't say that he's far and away the best slugger. Like,
I'm not saying far and away. You just said that. But I said that Josh Donaldson is the best slugger on the team.
It's close.
Hey, Edwin's close too. It's an all-star lineup of mashers, and it's great. And that was what was nice about Josh Donaldson. Came to camp, walked in there, and said, "Don't we have a great team? Aren't we going to hit a lot of home runs this year?
It's going to be amazing. He just signed a 2-year contract extension. Like, he's not in a contract situation.
Anyway, I'm not here to hate on Jose Bautista. He's a fantastic player. He's one of the best players in baseball.
What did I just
he deserves
miss for the last
his money.
13 minutes. Like, was I in a coma? It seemed like you were harshing on Jose Bautista.
No, he was harshing on my spring training buzz. And I'm just saying that it's a shame that though he's perfectly within his rights to talk contract and to have his demands, and I'm not disagreeing with you, Ben, that the market out there is such that Jose Bautista has absolutely earned the right to ask for that amount of money, and he may well get it because he is extremely good. I am just saying that it's a shame that it had to happen on the first day of spring training when everybody wanted to be happy about having this AL East division-winning team back together for the first time since October. It could have been a really charming, wonderful moment for the fans, and instead, we spent the next 3 days is talking about, is Jose Bautista nice? Is he asking for too much? Is Mark Shapiro doing the right thing by answering the press conference this way? And all of a sudden it becomes from yay, baseball's back to, oh my gosh, this team that we love is already breaking up.
What would the conversation have been if Jose Bautista said, you know what, I'll worry about next season. I'm just here to play. I don't care. You know, contract negotiations happen behind closed door.
He would still be a hero in this city and in this country.
Instead of
a guy who's now like kind of being frowned upon.
And we would have spent the whole season saying we better pay Jose Bautista instead of saying Jose's not worth that money.
To me, it's like if you weren't having that conversation, even if he hadn't said this, you were delusional. Again, like he's shutting up the delusional people. The delusional people who thought that, hey, maybe Jose Bautista will take like a 4-year deal, maybe $80 million. Well, those people are, you know, they're not talking anymore. Those people shouldn't have been talking.
Although, to be fair, the 4 years, $80 million was what Fangraphs calculated he would be worth in a fair contract.
Sure.
I'm not saying he'll ever get that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he should take that or he'll get it, but I'm just saying that those people aren't that delusional when you look at that. That's probably about what he's worth at this point in his career.
This is Sportsnet Magazine Live.